Fishing for fish you wouldn't necessarily think about fishing for. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fishing guide Dennis Isbister has spent his whole life devoted to fishing. In this episode, he was on a trip down in Colombia fishing for... Tell me about the piranhas. I mean, you were fishing for piranhas?
Yeah, we were dragging plugs, dragging Rapala-type plugs, just dragging them. And in those rivers, they actually have a black piranha that's pretty large, that gets pretty big, like 3-4 pounds, I think, if I remember right. You know, pretty good-sized piranha.
So you caught a piranha. Do they fight hard? Are they like a perch, 2 or 3 pounds? How do they fight?
They kind of fight like a perch, I think. They don't fight crazy hard. You know, they do a lot of wiggling and, you know, thrashing around. But when you bring them in, you can actually, you know, you actually hold, you know, kind of hold their lips open with the pair of pliers, and they're snapping at you with those big teeth. Snap, 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 snap. And they're pretty good eating, actually. They, you know, kind of white flaky meat. They made a soup out of it that was pretty good.
Really? So you fish all over the world?
Yeah. When I first started the fishing show years ago, I felt there was a niche, something missing from our world. You know, there's the bass guys. There's 100 bass guys. There's 100 walleye anglers. There's all this stuff where the guys are filming a 30-minute show on a body of water. But I wanted to do something bigger and better.
Name of the show, Wild Fish, Wild Places.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.